I'm Carrie Nolan. It's Monday, September 20th, and time for WQXR's Washington Report Online. Joining us now, as he does every week, is David Sanger. He's the chief Washington correspondent for the New York Times. Good morning, David.
Morning, Carrie.
David, it's officially election season, and last week saw some major political upsets, all at the hands of the Tea Party. Christine O'Donnell's victory in Delaware and Carl Paladino's here in New York signal that the party is more than just hype. Who's got more at stake, Republicans or Democrats?
In the short term, I think the Republicans are clearly riding this big wave of revulsion at Washington, the sort of throw the bums out sensibility that you hear every time you turn on cable television. And that may well help contribute to some big victories for them come November. But over the long term, it's much more problematic. You could see in Delaware, after Christine O'Donnell won that upset victory, how the Republican establishment was really holding its nose. In fact, for a while, the Republican Senatorial Committee said they wouldn't go help finance her campaign because they feared that she'll lose, which she likely will, and that they had had a candidate who they thought would actually win. So I think that the big issue as they head toward 2012 is, do they let the Tea Party become the Republican Party?
What does this say about the political atmosphere in the country? Are we becoming even more divided from extreme right to left?
Well, it certainly tells you that the initial dream that President Obama was discussing of a sort of post-partisan era was exactly that. You know, we are now much more heavily into a partisan era than we were, I think, even before his election. And you don't even hear him discussing that very much anymore. I think he recognizes that as the reality, whether he can tolerate it or not.
Here in town, Mayor Bloomberg's been putting in his 2 cents. He's been endorsing centrist candidates, both Democrats and Republicans, who are running against Tea Party candidates. What's in it for him?
Well, one possibility is that he could be using this to feel out a possible presidential run of his own. I mean, I think his theory is that extremists never win national elections. They may win some local elections. And that if, in fact, the Republicans led by the Tea Party end up controlling one or both houses of Congress, then they've got to govern and that the pendulum will begin to swing back to moderates. So he may well be trying to position himself for that. But he may also be somewhat out of tune with where the country is right now. And, of course, you know, New York mayors never had particular success on the national scene. Now, Mr. Bloomberg has been enormously successful in managing the city and famously has a lot of campaign funds at his disposal. So it's entirely conceivable that he could be the one who breaks the mold.
President Obama's coming to the city this week to address the United Nations. What's on his agenda?
He's got a pretty busy week. He arrives in New York on Wednesday, but the big day is Thursday when he gives his address, which we think is going to be heavily Iran, North Korea, all of the issues that the UN has been dealing with in the past year, mostly in invoking sanctions. Expect, meanwhile, to see Secretary of State Clinton doing a lot of work on the Middle East peace talks, which she had gotten going in Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt last week.
Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, will be in the city along with President Obama and other leaders. Any idea of what they might say to each other if they bump into each other in the halls of the United Nations?
I can tell you this. The Secret Service is going to be very good at making sure that President Obama and President Ahmadinejad don't bump into each other anywhere. President Ahmadinejad has used the annual visit to the UN over the past few years as the moment to make his case. The problem that he faces is we've gotten to the point now where we've heard all of this before, and his arguments on the nuclear program have gotten a little bit thin. I mean, after all, the IAEA says that they've gone for 2 years now without Iran answering the most critical questions they've put to them. So my guess is that you're going to see a diminishing return of headlines for President Ahmadinejad, certainly not the kind he got when he, say, went to Columbia University a few years ago.
Thanks a lot, David.
Thank you, Carrie.
David Sanger is chief Washington correspondent for the New York Times. And that's the Washington Report on Classical 105.9 FM WQXR. I'm Carrie Nolan.